KUTX 98.9, live in Studio 1A. I'm Jody Denberg with a few of my friends, members of our concert club. Thanks, y'all, for being here. We appreciate you. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer, and the artist who's about to play for us, well, I don't know, did you buy stock in the station? Because last month, Sarah was our artist of the month. This Saturday night, she's taking over the airwaves at 6 to guest DJ on my KUTX, and it's really all our pleasure. Her new album is called Bad Baby. We're going to hear a live track from it, and then we're going to talk live on KUTX. Sarah Jaffe.
So long, so long, so long. So
Sarah Jaffe, live on KETX. The song is Doctor's Orders, and the new album is Bad Baby, and the band is great. That was Scott Danbaum on the keys, Dan Cento on guitar and bass, and Matt Pence on drums, who also produced the new record, right?
That's correct, yes.
So let's hear it for the band. Yes. Good band. Y'all have been playing together for a while, right?
Yeah, I've been playing with Scott the longest. We bartended together when I lived back in Denton for a few years, and randomly I was like, we should play music together. And that was about 8 years ago now?
Seven and a half.
Yeah, and then I met Don through a mutual friend. Ooh, edgy. And eventually, I mean, I knew Matt for a while, but I think I've toured around with Centromatic, whom they are both a part of, and I just decided I want to work with this guy because he's good. And I was lucky enough to work with him and a gentleman by the name of Scott Salter, who also was a part of the record. He engineered it as well. And so it was just amazing. We were all in the studio together, and we stayed about 100 yards in a house that was next door to the studio. So we ate together, broke bread together, woke up kind of at the same time. And so we would just walk 100 yards, 100 feet every day, yards, feet, you do the math, to the studio every day and made a record that I am so proud of. So,
are you not living in Denton anymore?
I don't.
Where do you live now?
I live just a little way south, Dallas.
So, you know, living in Austin being such a music town, but I always liked the bands from Denton who were kind of crazy and went to school there, like Brave Combo and stuff like that. How did you, growing up and coming up in Denton, making music view Austin?
Well, you know, I moved to Denton. I grew up in a town called Red Oak, which if you've ever it's worth a giggle or two. If you've ever driven to Austin from Dallas or wherever, you pass through Red Oak, Waxahachie, and that's where I went to high school. I moved to Denton for the cheap rent, not for school. I just moved there because I had a solid group of friends, and I knew that the music community was solid and accessible and all of the good things that you want as a musician starting out. But, from an early age, like, I set my sights on coming down to Austin and playing music, and I played South by Southwest like 10 years ago, and it was awesome for me as a young musician starting out. And Denton was kind of the same vibe. Like, you just wanted to play as much as possible.
Your first couple of records were more on the singer-songwriter acoustic-y side, and these last two records, very textured, kind of pop. Was that a conscious decision on your part, or you just kind of organically moved this way artistically?
I mean, yes and no. It has to be conscious. But, you know, as I've talked about before, I think just with the way that I started out, it was just me. I hadn't met my band members. I hadn't played with the band before. You know, my parents bought me my first guitar, so it was just like, that's the way that I started out. So that's exactly the way I made my first two records. But, I from that point till now, like, I still listen to everything, and the more records that I made, the more live shows that I played, the more confident I became. And it's just like, why not play music the way that you want, that you feel? And I still write music for the most part on acoustic, just with a more elaborate vision for it all. I'm a lover of pop music so much and electronic music. And so I try to mix all of those worlds with the world that I came from. And I think, you know, when we were in the studio together, it just kind of came to life. Like, my love for all types of music just came to fruition, and it's just exactly the record that I would want to make, and I feel like encompasses, like, all of my musical likings, you know?
That's a good place to be when you finish a record and you have some distance from it and you're looking back going, okay, it turned out the way I wanted it to. So
it's a rare feeling.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The album's called Bad Baby. Sarah Jaffe is our guest. Is that the video I watched today for Bad Baby, that song?
Yeah, the lyric video. Yeah. A good friend of mine out of New York did the artwork for the record with some photos from another good friend. Her name's Lindsay Burns. And he also made the lyric video. He's just super talented. Super talented guy.
I would recommend everyone watch that. It's really worth seeing. We're going to get the audio portion right now, I think,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Title track to the new album, Bad Baby, live on KUTX, Sarah Jaffe.
Thank you.
That's Sarah Jaffe live on KUTX with her great band, and Sarah was playing the bass. The album, the song is Bad Baby. So earlier I passed by one of the studios and I saw you playing DJ. You were choosing songs.
Choosing some recent favorites mixed in with a little bit of older favorites, the classics, you know.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing that session. It's my KUTX and it's Saturday night at 6. I might have said 7 before, but 6 to 7 Saturday night. Sarah Jaffe's going to take over the airwaves. And I guess all that's left for you to do is come back hopefully this year and play a gig.
Oh, we would love to. Yeah, we'll be back soon. I feel like there is something in the near future. I'll post it on my Twitter.
We'll let everyone know. We have microphones and stuff. Yeah. It's great.
We would love to come back. You know it.
So bring it back. And what we're going to do is thank everybody first. Want to thank your guy, Mike Milligan, for the house sound. Thanks, Mike.
Sounded great. Mike.
And thanks to Cliff Hargrove, our guy, for making it sound great on the radio. And Saturday night at 6, Sarah guest DJs on my KUTX. And the band and Sarah are going to play some more songs here for everybody in the room. And then we'll post them all on KUTX.org. But that's it for the radio portion of our show. Thanks, y'all.
Man, thanks for having us.
Great to have you. Sarah Jaffe, everybody. Yeah! Live on KUTX.